Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Jose hit a grim milestone, its 61st traffic death this year, and in San Francisco, new data shows slow streets made roadways safer for pedestrians.
For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, San Jose, it's one of those situations where you get locked into something and you just can't seem to find your way out.
Yeah, and San Jose is not alone. Traffic fatalities have either risen or not gone down in a lot of Bay Area communities, and in fact, all across the state of California. And there's an ongoing, you know, question about what to do about it. And some of it's political, I have to say. I mean, if you talk to any traffic engineers or law enforcement people, they say there's three keys to slowing streets down and making them safer. You know, one is education. You tell people, you put it out there, put commercials on TV, don't speed, because speed is the number one killer. Speed, remember that. The second thing is engineering, and that can be anything from speed bumps to slow streets like they're putting in San Francisco, bulb outs, things like that to actually slow the rate of speed, and also dropping the speed limits in a city. That has proven to work as well. But in order for those engineering and education things to really work, you need the third E, and that's the tricky one, and that's enforcement. And while San Jose is talking about installing, let's say, cameras to capture license plates in order to catch hit-and-run perpetrators, the real point is to try to get people before the accident. But enforcement and speeding tickets are tough, and repeated moves by San Jose, San Francisco, and L.A. to even get a pilot program for speed cameras that are used in other states have repeatedly died, and they're continuing to die at the state legislature.
Phil, I'm going to bring our longtime traffic anchor, I dare say traffic expert, into this conversation. Kim Wunderly, not a fan of slow streets. Why not?
Well, I mean, some in particular. The one that really makes me crazy is the Great Highway closure. Phil, from Lincoln to Sloat, the idea of having that permanently closed. I mean, I used to have a house out on 47th Avenue, and now there is so much traffic being filtered over. The workaround with this is crazy, and to me, you know, to have that closed for, quote, recreational purposes seems nuts because there's already a separate raised, elevated pathway for bikes and pedestrians between Lincoln and Sloat. Why do we have to close the Great Highway?
Because, again, that's another political move. What we have is it actually went in front of the voters of San Francisco, and they said close it. During the COVID epidemic, people were out there in force, turned it into sort of a huge walkway and parkway. That's where the whole slow streets and closed streets idea really took root. And I have to tell you, Kim, that when it comes to making decisions, whether it's speed cameras or this, it's not necessarily, you know, it's the active minority that rules the roost. And in this case, it's the Bike Coalition in San Francisco and the Pedestrian Coalition, which you might think might be at odds with, the idea of putting traffic onto side streets and making them more dangerous, but they wholeheartedly support that closure, and that's what's going on. So, you know, when it comes to safety on the streets, we think, you know, well, just do the logical thing. But that's not the way it works, especially in our neck of the woods.
Did you just use logic and politics in the same sentence?
I did, and forgive me, we won't do that again.
All right. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.